You're listening to SBS News.
Gurpreet Singh Bhullar is an international student who lives in Queensland's surfer's paradise. Last Christmas, he lost his friend Ravneet Singh Gill, who drowned at nearby Tweed Beach in Dhurandbah. Since his death, Mr. Bhullar says life has not been the same.
How he has been took away from us on a very good day. You know, he was there for a fun and he was having a good time, but suddenly how the things changed. It's sad without him, and it's not something, you know, it doesn't come into imagining that he's no more with us.
Ravneet Singh Gill was playing on the beach when he was pulled into the sea by high tides. His story is just one of a large number of drownings that have cost international students in Australia their lives. The National Drownings Report shows 1 in 4 people drowning in Australian waters over the past decade were born outside of Australia. International students were the fourth largest category when it came to drownings, with recent arrivals, people in Australia for 5 years or less, and tourists are the leading categories. Among such people, those born in China, New Zealand, Britain, South Korea and India proved most at risk. Royal Life Saving Australia Senior Research Officer Stacey Pigeon says poor swimming skills and the influence of alcohol were the main factors leading to international students drowning.
Over a quarter of international students who drowned had alcohol in their system, with nearly 60% over the legal limit for driving. So international students are drinking around the water.
Royal Life Saving Australia runs water safety programs around the country specifically targeting migrants and international students. The programs focus on providing swimming lessons, water safety instructions and knowledge of appropriate beach behaviour. Life Saving Victoria's Blair Morton says migrants tend to have a different knowledge of the sea from most Australian natives.
Ideas about things like rips, the idea of water being a moving rather than a static body, the idea of floating in the water and that clothes might be prohibitive to floating. These kinds of ideas, which, again, mainstream settled Australians would consider basic, are all examples of things that migrants may not know or may not fully understand.
John Ray Lee is an international student from Singapore, studying architecture at RMIT University in Melbourne. He's also a culturally and linguistically diverse worker working as a swimming instructor with Life Saving Victoria. Mr. Lee says observing careless behaviour on Australian beaches inspired him to become an instructor and spread awareness on water safety.
And because when I first came here and I went with some friends out to the Mornington, to the rock pools to swim and to jump off some cliffs and things like that, I realised that some other international students that were there as well, they didn't really know about the safety aspects of the rock pools and the water, and they would actually overestimate their own swimming abilities, or they would actually be pushing their friends off the rock faces and things like that, which I kind of find it dangerous.
Royal Life Saving Australia is working with the Australian Water Safety Council to try to cut drownings in half by 2020. In the latest interim analysis, researchers found a 26% reduction in drownings and near drownings since 2002. That means over 100 have been averted every year. But with the passing years, new challenges have come up. Since 2002, there has been a 28% increase in the overall population, with a doubling in the intake of international students. Stacey Pigeon with Royal Life Saving Australia says despite the challenges, major progress has been made in protecting, for example, young children.
The greatest progress that we have seen has been in children aged 0 to 14. So in our latest national drowning report, we do report on this, and we have seen a reduction of 41% from 2004-05 to where we are at the moment.
To create more awareness, over 400 swim schools across Australia will provide free lessons to children under 5 years old during Learn to Swim Week. Andrew Kidd, Chief Operating Officer of Poolworks, which is involved in the program, says the training will teach children to respect the water.
This program is designed to give anybody the opportunity to get their under 5-year-old into a trained facility to undertake some free swimming lessons. It's really the first step along that path.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.